know that there is something magical inside of you, but you don't know how to uncover it? The Heart Sing podcast is dedicated to just that, helping you put yourself first and figure out what lights you up. I'm your host, Addie B, aka Slayer of Namaslayer, and through my journey of losing nearly 100 pounds, uncovering the magic of my soul, and building the life of my dreams, I'm leaving no stone unturned in the process of self-discovery. And I'm here to share it all with you, so let's get started. Hello, Heart Singers. Addie B here, coming at you from bed, actually. I have been thinking about this podcast episode all week and really was going to call it Hard Joy. And I guess I might still, yet to see what I name it. But, you know, the concept of what I wanted to talk about this week, stemming from last week's podcast about, you know, making a weight loss easy. And I think I had said something to the effect, or I wrote something about not wanting to do anything anymore that doesn't bring me joy and that I'm not choosing to do. And I just wanted to clarify that because it also led me into a week of self-discipline. And this being the importance of understanding for ourselves what we're choosing to do sometimes can feel hard. You know, when I'm choosing for my future self, that choice in the moment can feel difficult, right? It's not necessarily the easy choice. It's much easier to put on Netflix and let the dopamine hit go to my brain while I shove my face with pizza and ice cream and get all those sweet rewards to the brain that's been fed for so long that way, just feeding my wild horses, if you will, you know, versus making the choice that serves my highest self, that serves my long-term health and my goals from that aspect, which is where the true joy and the true freedom in life lies, is in that constant adjustment of our course toward that highest self, toward making those decisions that always serve that higher good, you know? And it's just, it's a constant choice in each moment, you know? As we learn from the story of Prey and Shreya and the King of Death, every moment you have a choice down the path of Preya, the quick, easy dopamine hit, the Netflix and the pizzas and all of that, or the road of Shreya, my meditation and yoga and walks in nature and writing and creating, you know, opening myself to the divinity right inside of me. And so often it's easy to go the other way toward the road of Preya and often get off track for, you know, quite some time and consecutively, even though I will always now, just because it's part of who I am and how I've created this new self. So I kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit today, but I got ramrodded by my own soul, my own mind yesterday. So much has happened in the past 24 hours that I have been lying here awake for. It is 4:38 a.m. on Thursday morning. I've been here awake. Literally, I finally just looked at my Aura ring and it would finally sink my sleep because I tried to check it a couple hours ago when I woke to see if I got enough deep sleep to just get up and go about my day. That was at like 2 a.m, right? So anyhow, I looked at my sleep score. It literally registered my sleep as a nap. I'm like, oh my gosh, but I can't sleep. I'm too excited. So I need to share this with you and I can't share details yet. So this might be a little frustrating for me and you because I always tell you guys everything, but I can't publicly share this decision yet, but it will be coming soon. I made a big decision for myself personally yesterday, and all year I've been saying, you know I'm not hearing something. I'm waiting for my next direction. Universe, please show me. Getting in meditation, trying like almighty holy hell to get my body and my ego self out of the way. It's like, just move over, Ad. Just listen. Just let the universe take over. Like, get out of your own way. You know what I mean? Like I see myself in my own way. And so I just look back and I laugh when it all becomes so clear, because as soon as I just released and let go and allowed myself to stop, like, kind of forcing my vision and forcing my dream of what I thought I really wanted my life to look like, and kind of let it just come naturally and take shape out of my true desires in my gut and my body, it just shifted everything. And I made a fundamental decision of the next moves in my life that I'll be taking in the next 30 days that are big and epic for me, my business, my personal life, my location, all of that is all coming to a head. And the decision is made. And this led me, it also goes in perfect with this week's topic of hard joy, because all those decisions we make in each moment make life what it is, right? And it's in the making of the decision that there is so much freedom. The decision that I made of this next move, because I've just been in limbo, I've really been in between place, you know? And really, when I came back to Arizona and I thought I was going to get my home base here and get an apartment, and it was just full body no. I just had no energy around it. And it led into everything, no energy around creation. You guys, my skin blew up. I got so inflamed again. And I haven't really been that bad and that miserable since Hawaii, since pre the ball of misery 2017, when I was so stressed out at the job I had in Hawaii. And I thought it was all these circumstances. And now I look back and it was just my soul calling me to move and do something else. And so part of me recognized that this time around. I'm like, is this internal? Is this coming from me not hearing what I'm supposed to do or being guided in a different direction? And thought maybe some of it's a health direction. And I still think that could be the case. But you guys, my skin is totally clear today. And I have no doubt it also stems from this decision being made. And it doesn't mean I have less financial stress in my life, less emotional stress. God knows I don't have any more sleep, right? But the decision is made. And I heard what my highest self was trying to tell me and what direction to go. So I immediately booked a consult with my spirit guides on Monday. That's the soonest I can get in. And as I start to put this in action over the next few weeks, you guys will be hearing, of course, of my next moves as soon as I really get it sorted and keep getting the messages in alignment. So what's my point here? My point is really moving our ego selves out of the way, but making that decision. I feel like I've done a lot of coaching recently on this, not just with myself, but with my clients too, about making the decision. Like, do you want to lose weight or whatever their goal is, right? Do you want to create this business? Do you want to do these things? Yes. But is there a but there, right? And what is that but? Because that but is either your limiting belief or your hesitation to commit to that decision. And that is where the fear is, and that is where the work is. So really ask yourself this, whatever your big ask goal is, whatever you think is holding you back, or if you're forcing your visions like I was, or, you know, think you're having to create from the space. I think I got so married to this vision that I had created, and the universe doesn't always take you down that path that you think it's going to go. It never does. It never looks like that, right? Just like our goals don't look like that. This is like my health and my weight loss goal. I even knew buffering with food, knowing as I've gained this weight that I was not hearing something, that I wasn't allowing myself to hear something. And oh my gosh, it's just so clear when I look back. And now that I'm so much more self-aware, that I realize I'm doing it when I'm in the moment and when it's going on. It's almost like just watching myself and waiting in some aspects and yet thinking, can I speed this up? Can I speed up this process? Can I make this easier for myself? You know, I mean, I was really, especially at the beginning of the year and when I was out at Kelly's, I was spending a lot of time in meditation and really getting in nature and just being still and not hearing my messages and being a little frustrated with my lack of connection to self. And, you know, it's just really interesting to have this decision made and feel like it's all clicking in alignment again. So what else do I want to share with you other than I'm so tired, but maybe I'll be able to get a little bit of sleep after recording this bit for you for this week's podcast. So looking at creating joy in our lives, like creating these goals from a space of joy, like what will bring you joy? The point being, often the joy is on the other side of the hard decisions and showing up for the things that you don't necessarily want to do, but your future self wants you to do. So those habits your future self wants, I find myself, you know, talking about this in groups a lot too, about, you know, okay, your future self says they want to be a planner, right? You pick that as like in the Me First guide in the group. By the way, we'll have an event coming up here in June that you're going to be invited to. I'm going to have information out over the next week for you. I'm going to do a habit stacking free masterclass to give you a taste of it and really help you start to build these habits. And we're going to talk about some of this stuff. But so let's say your future self decides you're like, you know, you want to live an intentional life and that comes through planning. You need to have a plan to live an intentional life. You know, we like to fool ourselves that it's more fun and freeing to be spontaneous, but it's the exact opposite. So you've decided, you've learned this and you want to live an intentional life, and therefore you want to become a planner of some sort, whatever that's going to look like for you, right? But you're going to decide to plan your life. Your future self's made the decision. Your smart brain's made the decision. As you start to head into creating this habit, your current self is going to resist most of the way. At first, when you first start, you're going to kick off with a blast. You're going to like dive into this habit and you're going to be like, yeah, I'm kicking ass. Look at me. This is amazing. I feel so good. And then you're going to hit what we call the messy middle and you're going to have full body resistance. You're going to think it's a horrible idea. That why the hell did you ever decide to do this? This isn't fun. It's not who you're meant to be. You're going to go back to live your spontaneous life, yada, yada. This will happen. And especially as you're building that new habit, I think it's Robin Sharman, the 5 a.m. Club, where he talks about building neural pathways. And for some reason, I always have this image, and I'm pretty sure it came from that book, but he talks about it's like digging trenches. So we're creating a habit line, we're creating new synapses in the brain. And so we're attaching, like we're building new neural pathways, right? So it's like you're in there with the shovel and you're digging it out and you're like halfway to connecting the habit, but it's getting deep and it's getting hard to shovel. And it's almost easier to just go back through the tunnel you already dug to go back to your old self, to go back to who you were, versus digging through the other side and coming out the other side of creating that new habit where the joy is. That's why I'm calling it hard joy, right? It's the other side of digging that trench for yourself. And so showing up when you don't want to do the friggin' plan. If you don't want to do it and you're resisting it, do it anyway. And you've got to get through some of that, do it anyway. So I really wanted to clarify that because in last week's podcast, I think I had said, you know, if it doesn't bring me joy, I'm not doing it. And so there's plenty of times I'm showing up to do things that don't initially bring me joy, but I friggin' do it anyway because I know on the other side of it is my joy, is my heart sing. Meditation started the understanding of this for me, that I knew after I had done those 20 minutes twice a day for a few weeks and I started to see the results in my life. And by that, I mean how I felt outside of it, how much better I was dealing with stressful situations in my life, the peace I had found right within me. And then when I got to the mountain and I put my feet on the earth and I just like felt my heart sing and it ripped wide open. You guys, that's what I'm going to do this morning, by the way. I'm going to go to the mountain. I feel like I've finally, my adrenals feel, I feel like I feel good enough. Maybe I can go sleep up there. Okay, that's what I'm doing after I hang up with you guys, or I hang up this podcast or whatever. So anyhow, you guys, you gotta get out and, I was gonna say get out and get the earth, but that wasn't my train of thought, was it? It was, you know, really sticking through that messy middle of that habit that your future self wants you to create. That's how you change. That's how you transform your life. You're picking those things. You're choosing all those things that are the road of Shreya, and you're determining how you are going to show up when you don't want to friggin' show up. And that's how you become, my friends. That's how we become on the other side. And this is what I'm going to help you learn in the Habit Stacking Masterclass. And then you're going to take it and go that next level and take it into the Me First Guide event and actually start to friggin' create the habits so you get through the messy middle, so you build the friggin' trench and you come out the other side to find your hard joy, to find that heart sing that is just waiting inside of you to get unleashed, to get unlocked, to raise you up, to just feel so good, to where you can start to trust your intuition, to where you start to awaken to your true self, to you get in your power because you understand you can show up when it's hard, that you can show up to bring yourself to pure joy on the other side of it. It's uncomfortable. This is why having a community with you is one of the most powerful things you can do to help yourself succeed. The people I see succeed that come and work on transformation, either they have some form of accountability, some form of partnership, whether it's coaching. You know, some people like prefer to come have private coaching. Some are in groups. Some just really engage in like our broad Facebook group in general. You know, some have accountability groups. Like these things are so important for your success to be with other people that are creating the same things you want to create in your life. So when you're choosing those road, that path of Shreya, those things, and James Clear talks about in this in his book, Atomic Habits, right? Identity-based habit changes. And one of the fastest ways for you to change is to hang around other people that have the habits you want to have, that are trying to move toward the healthier lifestyle. So if you want to become this healthier version of yourself that is thinner, healthier, maybe she meditates and journals and all the things I talk about here, right? That's the foundation of what we do in the Me First Guide planning community and the sisterhood. It's all of these things, right? Meditation, gratitude, journaling. And we figure out how to make these habits one habit at a time. Right? If you make a habit every quarter, you guys, by the end of the year, you have four new habits. You know what you can do in a year? Four habits. You can become a planner, a meditator, a journaler, a gratitude practice. You have that foundation of a kick-ass spiritual practice that takes you into your heart sing and your joy and finding your foundation of truth of your true self every single day. Right? So it's up to you to decide how you want to engage, how you want to create your life, and how you want to show up to get hard joy, you know, to get to that space. Or are you going to keep living the easy, quick, not so much joy, just the dopamine hits that you're getting those rewards to the brain that we know we get? Like, of course, I was talking to someone this week. Of course, it feels good when we eat ice cream. Right? We're lying if we say it doesn't feel good because it's a physical reaction the sugar is going into your body. You're getting a dopamine hit. You're getting a reward to the brain. Our bodies were created this way so we'd get out of the cave and go seek the grape, right? Like we would have starved. We don't need that anymore. We don't need that response anymore, but it's wired in our bodies. So we're training our bodies for long-term joy, for the joy on the other side of you becoming a planner, of living an intentional life, for the joy on the other side of you creating a practice where you reach your true self, where you're one who gets in nature, puts her feet in the earth, or, you know, whatever it looks like for you, and perhaps even discovering your pure joy. All right, my friends, that's my time for this week. And I'm going to go suit up. And on my 2 hour and 40 minute nap, according to my Aura Ring, I'm going to head to the mountain and maybe I'll get a little sleep up there. And I am doing Facebook Lives all this month of June as I'm doing a 30-day reset as I'm headed into the summer, just getting myself back in alignment. And today is day 8. And I think you can tell it's working. I'm already making decisions for my highest self. I'm listening to the truth inside. Something is clicking. Something is changing. And it happens from me just figuring out how I'm going to commit and showing up when it's uncomfortable. So I hope this inspires you in some way. And I hope to see you in one of the Habit Stacking Masterclasses and at the Me First Guide event where you're going to get a planner. So exciting. I just got them in yesterday. So check the Facebook page. You can see how gorgeous they are. And I will have information out next week if you're listening to this real time about the event. So as always, check addiebeal.com or the show notes below in the podcast and follow me on all the socials, you guys, Instagram, addiebeal, underscore namaslayer, and over at namaslayer on the Facebook. And I will see you next week. Slayer out.